read some of this to you. Some boy members of bungalow, the Brook Sutton Healy camp. Bungalow had a large room with bay windows down low with a wide shelf where my sister and I could play with our toys. It was a very wide, it was a windowsill, very wide. Low down, about a foot wide.
It was almost prefabricated, the house.
Yes.
So that came in by rail, did it?
No. I can explain to you all how it was built. I remember where my sister and I could play with our toys. I remember I had an engine and trailer. An engine and a trailer, you see, which my father connected up for me. And I could see traffic which came down School Lane, with the bungalow at the bottom. And included in the traffic was grandfather's engines, and I knew some of them. I knew them when they were coming down. I'd tell the man who was on all, that was Ambrose's engine, that was Colson's engine, that was father's engine.
Well, how old are you at this time then?
Oh, about three.
1903, so you were born 1900, turn of the century.
That's right, yeah. Summertime, in the fields behind the bungalow, my birthday tea was on the 30th of June. In the hayfield with strawberries. The Miss Boys came from Witcham using one cycle, each riding, passing the sister and leaving the cycle against a gate when the other sister did the same. That's how they came on one bike to our tea. Bungalow was built like a prefab, put up in sections, and I am told it was put up one evening in May 1900, and I was born in that June the 30th at 11:45 p.m. My father put in his diary, I came just in June. That's what a workman told me, that's what a Mr. George Few told me. He says, your father put that in his diary. Bungalow was lit up, now listen to this, bungalow was lit up with electric light. The current supplied by batteries in an old electric cab which my father bought in London, being sold cheaply, as electric cabs on the streets of London were not a success. Being too heavy, the cab was driven, the electric cab, the batteries were not a success, they were too heavy. They were going about with a big battery in them, and they weren't a success in the streets of London, so they were sold cheap. Now, the cab was driven to Drake's Works, where the engine and dynamo were supplying power for the works and light for the chaff factory. And then Father used to charge it. The cab was taken to charge up twice weekly in winter and once weekly in summer. And then Father would connect, when the cab was in a building at the side of the bungalow, he would connect the leads onto the wires, which he'd wired the house.
Yeah.
And that would supply the power. Now he had a master switch in there, and they tell me, I didn't know, as a little child, I didn't know, but I fubbing around and pulled his master switch off and had all the lights went out.
Now tell me, your grandfather was Richard Drake.
Richard Drake, that's correct.
Now, he was the tinker who started the chaff factory. Now, what was your father's name?
Henry Lavender.
He was Henry Lavender Drake.
Yeah, that's what my father's, Henry Lavender.
And who did he marry?
He married Kate Mary Cheese, right? Half a minute. You're getting on too fast. I mean, I'm going to get something out here to show you who was here and what's what.